You're listening to SBS News.
Australians are being encouraged to take a closer look at how gambling might be affecting their mental health. From scratch lottery tickets to sports betting, Australia is gambling away approximately $24 billion a year, according to the latest national statistics, with $14 billion being spent on pokies. The Alliance for Gambling Reform Chief Advocate, the Reverend Tim Costello, says Australia has the greatest gambling losses per head in the world, 30% higher per capita than the second-ranking Singapore.
Dopamine released in the brain that hits the pleasure centre with the force of cocaine. Pokies are the crack cocaine of gambling, which leads to rapid addiction. Gamble responsibly is as sensible as saying use heroin responsibly. If you're addicted, you're addicted. And from addiction, the shame, the silence, the mental health issues start to occur. And I have to say, with the ubiquity of sports betting ad, people with mental health illnesses are the ones who often take up gambling, because that hope that I'm a winner, that I'm not a loser, is just pumped out of them all the time.
The head of the Monash Gambling and Social Determinants Unit, Associate Professor Charles Livingston, says the effects of problem gambling on mental health, especially poker machine usage, is only now being fully understood. He says there are many factors that can make a person more vulnerable to addiction, including social isolation and, in some cases, the stress that comes from discrimination. Professor Livingston adds that the true rate of addiction may be underreported in migrant communities who are less likely to seek help.
And one of the other forms of stress, of course, is the sort of discrimination and difficulties that non-English-speaking background communities often experience in our big cities. And I think the increasing evidence that non-English-speaking background people are suffering disproportionately when it comes to the harms associated with gambling.
Some of the funding for charities, not-for-profit groups and community programs, including those assisting problem gamblers, come from what is known as the Community Benefits Scheme. The scheme requires gaming venues to make payments to the Responsible Gambling Fund when a venue increases the number of gaming machines. Researchers at the Monash Gambling and Social Determinants Unit have tracked how this money is being managed and found there is a lack of transparency across the states and territories about where it's going.
Clubs, of course, will say that everything they do benefits the community, but that's very difficult, for example, when you've got a big football club, such as an AFL club or a rugby league club, which is actually giving most of the money to elite sports people and to elite sports facilities. So what we end up with is a scenario in which over 70% of revenue that's claimed to support community actually ends up going straight back to the club themselves and benefits only the club, and in many cases not even the general club members.
Shane Lucas from the Victorian Responsible Gambling Foundation urges anyone who may be worried about their gambling behaviour to reach out for help.
We're certainly very conscious that the first thing I think anyone needs to do who's feeling that they are experiencing a gambling problem is to really find that person within their family, within their friendship group, to talk and to share their problem, and then to look for the forms of support. In Victoria, we fund gamblers' help services across the state, which provides a combination of financial and therapeutic counselling to people and can link them to a range of services depending on their circumstance. But really, the first conversation, I think, needs to always be with that trusted other person.
Mr. Costello would like to see more action from both sides of government to reduce the mental health and social effects of problem gambling, but believes without a royal commission into the industry, reform is unlikely.
I personally believe, like we need it with banks, like we need it with aged care, we need a royal commission to expose how captured we are, because the message is out. Most people hate pokies. Every survey says up to 75% of them in Victoria want them all removed. So you would think democracy would demand that of government. No, it doesn't, because of political capture by donations and easy revenue.
Support is available at the Multicultural Problem Gambling Service on 1800 856 800 or Lifeline 13 11 14. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.